severed in the chronometrical line. As a mere timepiece, it leaves much to be desired, but considered as a self-acting conundrum, it is full of interest and variety. I heard of a man once who had a clock that he used to say was of no good to anyone except himself, because he was the only man who understood it. He said it was an excellent clock, and one that you could thoroughly depend upon. Would you wanted to know it, to have studied its system? An outsider might be easily misled by it. For instance, he would say, when it strikes 15 and the hands point to 11:20, I know it is 7:45. His apprenticeship with that clock must certainly have given him an advantage over the cursory observer, but the great charm about my clock is its reliable uncertainty. It works on no method whatever. It is a pure emotionalist. One day it'll be quite frolicsome, and gain 3 hours in the course of the morning, and think nothing of it. And the next day it will wish it were dead, and be hardly able to drag itself along, and lose 2 hours out of every 4, and stop altogether in the afternoon, too miserable to do anything. And then, getting cheerful once more toward evening, will start off again of its own accord. I do not care to talk much about this clock, because when I tell the simple truth concerning